Hello everyone. Well, unfortunately Thursday was a bit of a struggle for market participants. In fact, we had the ASX 200 dropping back by 72 points. That's a drop of 1.2%, and we finished up the day at 5,883. So that was not only the low of the day, it easily wiped out yesterday's improvements. Had probably a bit to do with the fact that there are signs the US market is going to kick off the session lower tonight. The Dow futures are down in the order of 1.2%. So we've largely matched that with a decline. Also, this is the day that the market has fallen one day and improved the next. So it's still quite directionless when it comes to how a market's been performing for a number of weeks now. The big news today was an update on jobs for the month of August, which was much, much better than what most economists were expecting. Over 100,000 jobs were added in August, similar to July. Both part-time and full-time jobs were added. There were also more people looking for work, which was obviously a good thing, people re-entering the workforce. Having said that, markets didn't really celebrate these figures overall, and even though the unemployment rate also fell to 6.8%. It was largely partly being cushioned by the JobKeeper program and other government support programs as well. So there are risks that remain, including the removal of that program eventually and the potential for further waves of infections in Australia and also overseas. But as far as stocks go today, we had one in every five companies managing to improve. The best included Aurora, Fletcher Building, Centre Group, Bingo Industries and also Mirvac. Most of the banks managed to lift as well, and Santos in the energy space was up more than one. That was because the oil price rose more than 5% last night, and that's because of partly Hurricane Sally in the US made landfall in the Gulf of Mexico, which is a crucial part of the production story in the US as well. So that was seen certainly as a negative as far as keeping prices under control is concerned. But outside of that, we had iron ore miners down heavily because of a drop in commodity prices outside of oil. Fortescue was down 6.5%. And tech stocks like Afterpay, WiseTech, Zip, most of these stocks also fell back quite heavily. Now, the Aussie dollar finally sits at about 72.6 US cents.